It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Wednesday, January 16th. I'm Jay Gabler. Today we're going to be talking about some all-star artists covering Silence, yes, really, and The Killers getting political. But first, here are a few of today's headlines, and this first one, as a huge fan of 80s music, I'm really psyched about. Americans know him as a one-hit wonder, but now his fellow Canadians know him as a Hall of Famer. Corey Hart, who hit the top 10 in 1984 with the moody single Sunglasses at Night, will be inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame at the Juno Awards on March 17th. But wait, there's more. An exhibit dedicated to Corey Hart will open at the Canadian Music Hall of Fame in Calgary on March 22nd, featuring items including handwritten lyrics and the iconic Wayfarers he wore in the Sunglasses at Night video, which was the first ever winner of the Juno Award for Best Video. According to Billboard, bonus fan messages provided by Hart will be sprinkled throughout the exhibition and can be viewed using interactive sunglasses. Earlier this week, the NFL officially announced that Maroon 5 will be headlining this year's Super Bowl halftime show, with appearances by Big Boy and Travis Scott. In a report that was widely repeated, Variety said that Scott talked with former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick, and that the two arrived at, quote, mutual respect and understanding regarding the fact that Scott is performing at the big game, whereas other prominent African-American artists, including Rihanna and Jay-Z, reportedly turned down performing slots due to the Football League's treatment of Kaepernick after he started taking a knee during the national anthem to protest police brutality. Now, Kaepernick is retweeting users making assertions like, there is no mutual respect and there is no understanding. It seems he doesn't want to be perceived as approving of anyone's role in the halftime show. More to come about this, no doubt. Synthesizer designer Alan R. Perlman has died peacefully at age 93. If you know one synth pioneer, it's probably Robert Moog. If you know two, it should be Moog and Perlman. Perlman founded the company ARP in 1972, and while Moog became more iconic, it was ARP synths that actually fueled more music in the mid-decade and beyond. Those are ARP synths you hear on songs like Nine Inch Nails' The Hand That Feeds, the early 80s Doctor Who theme, and on Kraftwerk's The Robots. ARP's biggest pop culture moments, though, came in the movies. Specifically, in Steven Spielberg's 1977 science fiction classic Close Encounters of the Third Kind, that's an ARP-2500 the Earthlings use to play the haunting five-note sequence that opens their communication with an alien race.
Okay, start with the tone.
That same year, an ARP-2600, mixed with other sounds, also served as the voice of one of the world's most famous fictional robots, Star Wars R2-D2.
I've just about had enough of you.
How do you cover silence? That's what we'll find out in May when Mute Records releases an album called STUMM-433. It's a compilation of artists including Depeche Mode, Moby, Goldfrapp, and New Order playing a song that requires only silence. The song, or composition rather, is called 433. You might have heard of it since it's one of the most famous avant-garde compositions of the 20th century. It was written by a composer named John Cage, who was fascinated by musical experimentation. He's often cited as an important influence on noise rockers and experimental pop artists like Frank Zappa, Sonic Youth, Brian Eno, Aphex Twin, and Radiohead. 433 debuted in 1952 with pianist David Tudor sitting silently at his instrument for 4 minutes and 33 seconds. The point is that during a performance of the piece, you do hear sounds. Coughs, rustles, shoe squeaks, and other ambient noises. Those, in effect, become the music. Over 50 Mute artists participated in the compilation, with proceeds going to charity. It also celebrates the 40th anniversary of the label, which is, after all, named Mute. Each artist will also create a visual accompaniment for their performance. The first video to be released is by the Slovenian experimental group Leibach. It involves a floating turntable and someone playing chess in the nude. Did I mention this piece is experimental? Mr. Brightside, when you were young, somebody told me, when you think of the Killers, you don't really think about political messages. The Vegas Rockers' new single, though, is a protest song that voices the group's dismay at American life today.
Can't wipe the windblown smile from across my face. It's just the old man in me.
The song's lyrics touch on America's treatment of immigrants and people of color, on mass incarceration, on the scourge of gun violence, and on the proposed border wall that's currently the subject of a standoff that's shut down the federal government.
We got more people locked up than the rest of the world, right here in red, white, and blue.
It is kind of a grab bag. As music writer Hanif Abdurraqib tweeted, I don't want to discourage their growth around topics, but the lyrics of this song definitely sound like someone just reading the news and saying all of the headlines. How did the Killers get political? As NME notes, they've always had a strong Springsteen influence, so it only makes sense that Brandon Flowers and company would eventually emulate Springsteen's social consciousness, complete with anthemic chorus.
Down in them drift mines of Pennsylvania, in the land of the free.
It's also true that, with the government actually shut down, it's pretty clear that our country is more divided than ever. The song is accompanied by a music video directed by Spike Lee, depicting riot police and tear gas attacks at the U.S.-Mexico border, a border that's not far from Las Vegas. A Twitter user whose handle is at Black Amazon has also been feeling the midst of gloom and sadness, as she wrote in a recent tweet that went viral. But she added in the same tweet, in all caps, "Who is this woman playing a slide guitar faster than the Devil's Sonata? I must know her so I may praise her." The tweet included a video of a woman playing slide guitar with heavy metal ferocity, and Twitter jumped in to identify her. It's Joanna Connor, a Chicago-based guitarist who's seen this very clip go viral before. The video is from a live version of Walkin' Blues and was posted a couple of years ago by a Massachusetts fan. It's led to a new level of recognition for the journeyman, or rather, journeywoman guitarist, who's been at her craft for decades, playing with artists including Buddy Guy and James Cotton. Connor, who responded to Black Amazon with thanks and hearts, says on her website that as a veteran artist, she still plays multiple shows a week, and she's been thrilled to see her crowd sizes grow. She says, "When it gets to be around midnight, the audience starts getting younger. And I love that. My son is 29, and he gets people looking at him and saying, 'That's your mom?'" You can see that amazing video and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler. Our producer is Luke Taylor. Tomorrow, I will be back with Jay to spotlight some of this week's best new releases. And we want to know what releases you want us to talk about. Follow The Current on Twitter and watch for a poll asking you what new releases you're most excited about this week.
Okay, so if you'd like to put on a toque and some headphones, we can do the hit single now.
Sure.